WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Hey, Swamp. It's November, by golly.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
What's happening?
Well, we got some music lined up from some good local folks tonight. And I got we got him somebody that's new and never been here.
Oh, okay, is that right?
Talk a little bit about her when she comes around here.
But, I got somebody new here too tonight.
Oh, good, good new stuff tonight.
Yeah.
New stuff and new stuff by some old folks.
All right,
not old folks, but you know.
Well, in my case, it is old. I think.
In our case, anyway.
Well, yeah.
All right.
What do we got up here, John?
These, you know, you were just telling me the Chapman Brothers are going to be at somewhere pretty soon here.
Yeah, they're playing in Panama on Thanksgiving Eve, I think it was. So
all right. Wednesday night before Thanksgiving here. You know,
right before Thanksgiving. I believe so.
It's the 14th right now, I believe, if my calendar is correct. Okay. Yeah, it's 14th of November.
Okay.
Golly. Well. Okay. Anyway, I thought we'd start tonight off with a good blues song here by Brother Jefferson, which of course is half of the
and he'll be there
of the brothers, and Big Rich is going along with this one. Big Rich, that's big
playing guitar.
Rich McDonough, boy, he can do some picking too.
And, there you go.
And I believe this is probably an original, maybe written by by Big Jeff.
Okay.
It's called Hustle and Bustle.
All right.
They say it takes two to make it, but it only takes one to break it. Life can be tough, things can get rough. There ain't no way to fake it. In a world of hustle and bustle, it ain't hard to understand. If you want to keep a good woman, just try to be a good man. Full-time job and full-time bills, friends and family too. Not enough hours in the day to make time for me and you. Hustle and bustle, it ain't hard to understand. If you want to keep a good woman, just try to be a good man. Nothing good comes free. We gotta work it out together, together, you and me. In a world of hustle and bustle, it ain't hard to understand. If you wanna keep a good woman, just try to be a good man. In a world of hustle and bustle, it ain't hard to understand. If you wanna to keep a good woman. Just try to be a good man. Be a good man.
That was Brother Jefferson. Jefferson, the Brothers Jefferson.
Yeah, there you go.
Playing there with his buddy Rich McDowell. Boy, and they're doing some good work on that guitar
there.
Yeah,
you
bet. I tell you, we haven't done a good fiddle tune in a while. Swamp, but I'm going to try to stomp you on this one. Stomp you on this one, Swamp.
That's easier to do every whole time.
I want you to be able to tell me what this tune is. Okay. But it's good fiddle playing by our buddy, Josh Wrench.
Okay.
And haven't heard this one in a while, but we did play it a couple years ago. And
okay.
It's definitely worth a repeat right here. Here's some good fiddle. Josh Wrench.
Here's Josh.
Swamp, did I stump you there? Did you know what song it was?
Yeah, I know what song. You didn't stump me at all, John. I know what song and the title of the song is. They call it Bile Them Cabbage Down, but it's kind of, that's the hillbilly pronunciation, bile instead of boil.
Bile it down.
Bile them cabbage down. Boil them.
You better do something to those cabbages.
Whatever you do, just...
Whatever you do, the cabbage don't eat raw.
No, it don't eat raw. Yeah, so boil them. But, that's off a CD that Josh and I played guitar on that, so I know exactly all about the. I was there.
You were there.
Yeah, you know,
did the whole thing.
I couldn't swear what year that was. Josh was younger at that point. Well, I was younger too.
Hey, we're all younger.
All younger back then. I don't know how many years ago it
was. Any point in the past, we were younger.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But sometimes you're younger than other times. And,
that's right.
But it's been a few years back. Josh recorded this in a studio down in St. Louis. We went down one day, and might have been on the sly, a guy that had access to the studio. And I think we just spent one afternoon and put some tunes down, and there you have it. So that's Josh Wrench at a younger age. And me at a younger age, too. So
there we go.
Hope you like it. Some more fiddling later. We'll lay this on you. It's kind
More fiddling later on. Okay.
Somebody else.
Right now, I got the old Shaky Dave up next. And
we had
Shaky Dave on last month. He was at the American Farm Heritage Museum doing his stuff, and he can make some music.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is his rendition of A Big Bouquet of Roses. Here comes Shaky Dave, Mr. Dave Shake. And he's from down in Lebanon.
You're going to shake it on down there.
Shake it on down.
Here
we go. I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses. One for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Shakey Dave,
Shakey
from
Dave.
Lebanon, and a big bouquet of roses there.
That's right. Good job. I used to play with a guy named Crazy Dave, so.
Hey, there's Shakey and Crazy.
Shakey and Crazy. There's probably a few other Daves out there. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Another Dave or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine.
Happy Dave, Miserable Dave.
Happy Dave's.
Dandy Dave.
These are our y'all, probably so. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this guy's not named Dave, but I'm going to sneak this one in by the skin of my teeth here. I like to kind of go out on a limb. That's one of my favorite pickers of all time, a fellow named Norman Blake, who actually I named my son after him, named Blake, him and John Hartford. And Hartford ties in a little bit later. We're going to fit him in here, too, somehow. So Blake played at the Wildy Theater back in 75 or 6, I think it was. And I went to see him. And great, just like I say, it's always a great place to see music. I thought we'd, so that's the tie there for Homegrown. He did play. You know, back then, Greenville didn't have any venues really of any sort, because you couldn't lure the semi kind of professional people to come, and which then Craig Baumer, you know, a few years ago, opened that up and got things going. I think we'll get it again, going again sometime, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, this is a fellow, Norman Blake, and the song is called Fields of November, so I thought that would fit in with the theme we've got. And November. And I hope you like
perfect
it.
Perfect month to play this song.
I think so. So see what you think.
Here we go.
Fiddle tune.
was real nice.
Well, that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty. That's Norm cute. Blake playing the fiddle. That's wow. His own composition. He composed that song.
Tell me he's a picker, too, right?
Man, that guy can pick. He's the kind of guy you can give him whatever it is and
whatever
he plays it.
And he's got strings.
He plays it well. The other instruments are here. Norman could have overdubbed himself on guitar. This is a fellow named Charlie Collins, who real bluegrass and country fans from the past might recognize that name. He played with Roy Acuff years ago and plays guitar on this particular song. And the interesting thing, there's a woman named Nancy Short. This album came out in 1974. Nancy Short was playing the cello on this. And I think the next album they put out, she became Nancy Blake. So I think there was a little thing going on there.
Yep, the family deal there.
Norman and Nancy. So then you got Norman and Nancy.
N.
And then that's the people I saw in the Wildy Theater in 76, I think it actually was.
Okay.
And we'll tie that in with another thing after a while. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the Man in Black as well.
We're going to reach down into Clinton County and bring back the Man in Black, Mr. Gary Dean. And but he's not singing the Johnny Cash song this time. He's doing a fine number on a song that you pointed out to me, Swamp, from the back of your head. You remember that Chuck Berry. It was a Chuck Berry tune.
Chuck wrote this song, yep.
He did.
Yep.
And Johnny Rivers had a big hit with it, too. Right. And,
might have made more money than Chuck had.
Could have gotten more off this song than Chuck. Well, I don't know. Chuck got all that BMI and ASCAP.
Chuck did all right for himself.
Good, okay. Anyway.
But Johnny did, too, I think, probably.
Yeah. Memphis. Here it is. Here's Memphis.
Distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know the place to call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me up from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high upon the ridge, just a half a mile from that Mississippi bridge.
Memphis.
Yeah, there you go.
Memphis.
Good job.
Guy. You can't beat Memphis.
No, you can't. Great song.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I'm kind of following concept. I ask you to bear with me, and if anybody's listening out there, to bear with us, too. We talked about Norman Blake playing at this concert in the Wildy. This is 1976. And he was the opener, him and his wife. It became his wife, Nancy. Just a great, great show. They just sounded. She'd back him up on cello. He played guitar, and they play guitars together and whatever you name it. They played everything basically. The headliner actually was a fellow named John Hartford, and who was an Illinois resident, Here's your tie there. He lived up around Champaign area.
Yes, he did.
Years ago, and I think he struck out for Nashville right from Champaign, as far as I know. I did see him. He was sort of the headliner of the show in '76 at the Wildy. And he did a song that is crazy. When this is off of a record that he put out the same year in '76 called Mark Twang.
Mark Twang.
Mark Twang, yeah. Right. So a little bit of a pun there.
A little bit of a river record here. Man.
Yeah, so there are a lot of river songs on this one. This has nothing to do with the river, but it's pretty self-explanatory. This name checks a lot of bluegrass players, and it's just a pretty incredible job that he does here. When I saw him live, he had a poster board on the floor, and I think he had that for security. But let's all listen to the song and see if you can. I tried to learn the song one time. It's I give up. So see what you all think about this one. It's called Tater Tate and Alan Mundy.
Bluegrass music playing in the park. Bluegrass music picking way past dark. Bluegrass music, it don't butt in. Don't need an amp. And don't plug in. Bluegrass music, that's where it's at. Hey, let's hear it for Lester Flatt, Joe Stewart and Pete Rowan, Mac Wiseman and Melvin Gowan, Stoney Cooper and Earl Sneed. Bluegrass music is what we need. It is a Tater Tate and Alan Mundy, Earls Gunson Jr., Husky Bill Monroe and Betty Fisher, Donald and Earl and Curly Sackler, Norman Ford and Douglas Taylor, Bassett Clem and Jim and Jesse, J.D. Crow and Little Red Vector, Pansas Bray and Big Joe Green and Jackie Phelps and John McEwen, Dr. Hatt and Dr. Harris, Sam Bush and Johnny Barton, Curly Fox and Curtis, Roy Austin, Howdy Force and Charlie Monroe and the Lewis family, Eddie Hill and the Lubin brothers, Carter, Ralph and Stanley brothers, Uncle Josh and the Brewster brothers, Bob and Sonny and the Osborne brothers, Rudy, John and DePere brothers, Ed Carlson, Rodney Diller, Grandpa Jones and Ben and Kirk McGee and Eddie Ock and Bobby Sloan and Charlie Waller, Lonnie Pearson, Alan Shelton, Dale Sled and Jim Buchanan, Little Roy and Lightning Chance and Monroe Fields and Ronnie Reno, Clarence White and Kenny Baker, Roger Bush and Buddy Emmons, Uncle Dave and Byron Berlin, Gene Goforth, Pat Burton, Don Russell, Randy Scruggs, Gordon Terry and Doc Watson, George Groon and Lloyd, Lauren, Don Brown and Carl Story, Tuck Taylor, Mitch Chain and Mike Melford, Stoner Haven, Nate Bray and Raymond Fairchild, Dave Holland, Roy Husky, Bill Keith and Jim Rooney, Del McCorry, David Grisman, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice, Ronnie Stallman, Ever, Lily, Billy Ray and Wilma Lee.
Okay,
there you got it, John. You catch all that?
Yeah.
Hey, John. Right. John Hartford, take a breath there, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fun song, isn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was.
You catch any names there? Yeah, boy. Yeah. But I had a
good time at the well.
Yeah. And like I say, he had a poster board down the floor just in case he messed up. But I think he probably done it. It was just a security blanket, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's late, great John Hartford right
going
there.
Going from Champaign and John Hartford in Nashville, Tennessee,
yeah,
and right here.
Did pretty well.
To Trenton,
okay.
Illinois. Trenton, yep. Illinois.
Oh, Trenton's up. Golly, I played in Trenton.
Am I reading that right? I hope I've got that right. It better
you
be
might,
Trenton,
if you're
Illinois.
Dyslexic, you might say Sorrento there. There's a new person on the show, right?
Don't have to start over. She is Trenton native. This gal's a Trenton native swamp, and I believe she's listening tonight because her grandpa told me he'd have her take a listen to the program tonight. Okay. She's a 2009 graduate of Westland High School. 2019.
Okay.
She just turned 21 years old. She's down in Nashville and has cut a couple of records.
This is
one of them. It's good. This was her first release down there.
Hmm.
This was written by Sarah Morley and Carly Osika. and produced by P.T. Houston down in Nashville. And as I say, she's from right here, real close, Trenton, Illinois.
Yeah.
And her name is Maggie Campbell, stage name Madison May. And this is her first single. And the name of the single is Cupid's Got Bad Aim. And boy, sometimes does he ever write swamp.
You know, that can happen.
You never know.
Yep.
Never know if you're getting a good aim when you're dealing with Cupid. That's for sure. Here we go.
Gave my number to a guy in a bar and watched him hit on a friend all night. Taking shots and telling jokes, he doesn't know he's wasting money and he's wasting time. 'Cause she'll go home to her boyfriend and lay down in bed right next to him. She's in love, doesn't know the car she passed. Driving home is always parked outside her place when she thinks he's there alone.
Swamp.
There's yeah, hey, that's
yeah.
All right.
Maddie Campbell
that's
from
good.
Trenton and right here on Homegrown Music.
Wish your luck out there. Isn't
yes. We got somebody else homegrown right here by golly. Yeah. Haven't seen him in a while and hope to see him around town or around somewhere. That's Kerry Miller Band.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we've done this one before on the Homegrown, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Kerry's got that good modern Nashville song sound with this song 100 Proof.
100 Proof.
Song by
Kerry
Miller Band right from around here and old homegrown music right
sound
now.
Good.
Kerry Miller. Here we go.
Well, It just feels so damn good. Not love too much, I just care too less, 'cause it just hurts so much. I can feel it coming down like a hammer to a nail, like old John Henry swinging. It's a pounding in my chest, it's an aching in my head, keeping me from the truth. But now I'm 100 proof. Listen to this when I'm sitting here alone with you. I'm just drowning in that bottle, searching for the bitter truth. I can feel it coming down like a hammer to a nail, like old John Henry swinging.
Gary Miller Band, Swamp.
It's yeah. Pretty good stuff.
You, 100 proof.
Yeah.
See him around playing someplace.
White Lightning.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we need to get him back here in Bond County doing something here.
Yeah. I tell you what, we've got a birthday better get in here. He's a pretty loyal listener, and it happens to be my daughter, Mandy, we call her. Amanda is her full name.
Full name. There's an A in there, yeah.
Back, she was born in 1970, and I was toying around with the idea of naming her Amanda Lynn. And she said, years later, why didn't you name me that? I thought, if I name you that, you just thought it was a big joke or something, you know? And then, that'd been a cool name. And then, well, you know, it's kind of a country sound name. I guess if she'd have been a country singer,
yeah.
Amanda Lynn would be pretty
mandolin,
good.
Mandolin, I get it, yeah.
Amanda Lynn, yeah, you got to, okay. Amanda mandolin, meet clarinet.
Clarinet.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't want to give anybody a joke.
Trombone Joan.
yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to get carried away with this kind of thing.
You could be carried away.
She's a pretty nice person, and she's living down in Texas. She's been down in Texas for quite a few years.
That's
a
good choice. Yeah,
it is, yeah.
That'd be sure. My second choice if I were here. In Texas, yeah.
Yeah, Texas ain't bad. We've been down a number of times and don't see her a whole lot. Get back about once a year. We used to go down there a little more often. She's got a husband and two kids down there, and I think she makes them listen to the show, maybe.
That's good. That's good. It's good to have mandatory listening.
Yeah. You listen to the show now, so. Anyway, no, she's a pretty good kid. I call her a kid. She's still a kid. I won't tell how old she is.
And she can get us, too, because we stream this.
Yeah, we stream this. So,
we're not proud. Yeah,
that's right.
We get on that big worldwide web.
You betcha, man. You betcha. So,
find us up there, WGEL.com. Yeah.
She's a big fan of this band. And here's another tie. They're an Illinois band. And some of the guys still live in Illinois.
They should.
One of the main guys, the guy who wrote this song, Rick Nielsen, is the guitar player for the band. In fact, Mandy and her husband went to see him at Billy Bob's down in Texas.
Billy Bob's.
And they're still doing stuff, and Cheap Trick is still out there playing. That's where they saw him a few months back, I think. And,
okay.
So, anyway, it's a song that's had kind of a hit, radio hit. This is from 1978, and it's called Surrender. And the Izzy Band used to play this back in those days.
The Izzy Band.
The old Izzy Band with all the boys.
Right.
Which I used to play with. So.
Yeah.
Here's Cheap Trick with Surrender.
Here we go. Birthday there, going out to Texas.
Yeah. Hope Mandy, you have a good one. Hope you have many more. So.
Yeah.
That's your old buddy's Cheap Trick singing for you.
Okay.
Up in northern Illinois originally, Rockford, I think, around there.
Well, this isn't exactly northern Illinois. I got one from just down the road here, Swamp.
Kind of east of here.
Our friend from Teutopolis.
Yeah.
Dakota Daniels. And this is a song we haven't played from her before,
I believe.
Yeah. The name of this song is Maria.
Oh, okay.
Dakota Daniels, here we go. Right here on the Homegrown Music Program here.
ready to show you my other side. Hoping you'll take a second look tonight. 'Cause I know you and you have a type, so I thought I'd give this look a try. But it isn't me, it doesn't feel right. 'Cause I was raised in a family of boys, grew up playing Indians and cowboys. Learned real quick how to drive a stick, so we could steal a truck and get down the fish. Mama put me in an Easter dress. I would come back home all a mess. I don't want to give you the wrong idea. I'm not like Maria. I'm not all glitter and bows. I don't need to be the queen of the show.
Singer from Teutopolis.
Yeah, Dakota. Yeah.
Dakota Daniels. Yeah.
Haven't heard much about her right now,
good,
but...
good tune.
The COVID thing's kind of knocked things out of kilter for entertainment sometimes, so...
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
there's people out there. I want to introduce this next fellow here. Steve Clark and I played a gig in Verdon, Illinois. I remember mentioning something that to you, John. I figured out where Verdon is now, so... if you ever want to go up to Verdon, let me know.
Okay.
It's really kind of a nice little place. It's
there are roads that go all the way there.
Yeah, so. There's roads. Just okay. There, paved roads and everything, too.
All right.
Real good roads. We played a little street festival thing they had, just him and I. And a fellow came up to me and said, "You play with Alice Krauss?" And I said, "Yeah, I sure did." He said, "I had a brother who was an old-time fiddler." I said, "Oh, really? What was his name?" He said, "Cloris Warlow." I said, "I know who that is." And he said, "Really?" And said I have a couple albums by him. Cloris was from Mount Carmel, Illinois. He's passed away a couple years ago. It's from Mount Carmel and kind of what's sort of southeast of here, I think, along there. Kind of getting towards Indiana a little bit, I think, maybe. But he was a state fiddle champ in 74, 75, and 76. That ain't bad.
You know? Hey.
So, anyway, Cloris Warlow, and by all accounts, he's a pretty good guy. I didn't get a chance to talk to his brother too long, and I don't remember his name either, to tell you the truth, but he's kind of mentioned his brother, and I said, "Yeah, I know who he is." Jim Hoyle is my old fiddling buddy. We'll get him play in the future again. He'd buy any album that had the name Fiddling on it, and this is called Just Fiddling by this fellow, and yeah, he snapped it up when Jim passed away. I inherited all his albums, and I got all this pretty unique stuff here, and anyway, this is Cloris Warlow, and he's going to play, these are short songs. We're going to listen to Ragtime Annie and Lone Star Rag, these two back-to-back, and hope you like them.
Here we go.
All right. So, yeah.
You know, got room for one more tune, right. I think, before we
hey, by the way, too, this is recorded down in Flora, Illinois, where Jim recorded his albums down there. And that's where Allison recorded her last album, or her first album, actually, Jim's last album. So,
all right.
That's a little tie with Chloris.
Yeah. Yes. It's three times Illinois State fiddling right. champion. That's, that brings it
I didn't get to meet him, didn't know him, but I know three others. One was Melody Freeman, who was Melody's staff originally, and a guy named Jack Busby, I knew him real well, who was a state fiddle champ. And good old Allison Krause, he was state fiddle champ too, so.
Whoa.
That's a pretty good company right
yes.
there.
Yes, so. Yeah.
But anyway, this is Chloris Warlow, and a real good fiddle, maybe play some in the future.
Yeah, excellent, yeah, we got to keep hold on to that one, yeah.
All right.
You know what I think we got to do, just to wind this program up tonight. I don't think we've had a Bob Johnson for a couple months here. You know our buddy Bob? Remember him?
What did he look like?
It's hard to tell anymore. I mean, if we had a picture of him, we could always, you know.
You should have a picture of the station.
Refresh our memory.
Yeah.
He needs to come back into Illinois here a couple of times a year anyway, just to say hi.
Yeah.
And sit down and pick with us a little bit. Just play a little guitar and sing one of his great songs.
He's probably got some new ones, Buzz.
We're going to pick one out. We're going to pick one out and play it. We won't even know which one it is until after it's all over, and then we can talk about it.
Let's call this the Bob Johnson Challenge here.
Bob Johnson Challenge Corner. Oh, and I want to be able to tell everybody now, we switched this a couple of months back, and it's working out great. The second Sunday of the month is going to be our program right before the hayride.
Mark your calendars.
We were trying to shoot for the middle Sunday of the month, and it was always some different Sunday. But next month, that'll be December, you know. It follows November almost every year. The next month is going to, the second Sunday is going to fall on the 12th. That'd be a great
December
time.
December 12th. Sounds good.
The program, Swamp will be.
Yeah. Next
homegrown program, 6 p.m. Sunday, December the 12th.
All right.
And here's a Bob Johnson tune. We don't know what it is, but we'll come back and talk about it anyway.
All right.
Here we go.
Take it away, Bob.
Late last night on my TV, man showed up and he's talked to me. He said, I can't help you with your need. Call this number, please. Dr. Tax, he called himself. And I said, Doc, I need your help. There's been money made, no taxes paid. IRS at my door. So I wrote his number down. I called him up and we talked for hours. About finances, present, past. I answered every question that he asked. I was sure he'd fix me up. I guess my check just weren't enough. And he's not the man I hoped he'd be. He stole my identity. Lost the farm, my house, my house. I own all and nothing now. Here's the moral plain to see. Pay your taxes, don't watch TV late at night. Pay your taxes, don't watch TV, someone might steal you. Pay your taxes, don't watch TV.
That was called Last Night on My TV by Bob Johnson, our buddy.
Oh, Bob, some of the perils of watching late-night TV.
Yeah, watch out for watching late-night TV. It can get you in more ways than one.
Probably so. Probably buy all kinds of stuff you don't need, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, yeah. Anyway.
Does it for November, I guess. Huh?
That's it for November. We'll be coming at you again in December, and I think we already said it. Second Sunday of the month.
Second Sunday.
Month of the Sunday. Backwards, forwards, and upside down, and we'll be here the 12th of December, Swamp.
On behalf of Bob Johnson.
Don't rise, yeah.
See you.
On behalf of Bob Johnson and everybody else. So long.
So long. Have a good night.